Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Couple Speak Relationship Forum on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Susan Lager, a psychotherapist and relationship coach at the Couple Center and Couple Speak in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where I broadcast live each month on Wednesdays, usually at 8:30 p.m. Tonight's 15-minute episode, Passive Choices, is a must for anyone who has, with some frequency, wondered how certain things seem to happen to them in life. If that sounds like you and you'd like some indicators of passive choices, as well as a few thoughts about how to change this behavior, then stay tuned. Now, if you've called into the show live and would like to ask a question or make a comment, simply dial 1 on your phone and you'll be in line to come on the air. So let's get going. Most of us like to think that usually things happen to us because we've made an overt decision. We enroll in a class, then we take the class. We buy certain foods, then we eat them later. We drive in a certain direction and end up at our destination. Our mindset is that when these things go awry, it's misfortune or an overtly bad decision or mistake on our part or someone else's part. And that can be true, but how about the choices we make by not doing certain things, or by avoiding and denying certain things? How about the role of procrastination in shaping our outcomes? I worked with a couple a while ago who were in a war about these other types of choices I call passive choices. The husband, years earlier, had been diagnosed with very high blood pressure and high cholesterol. About 10 years ago, he was hospitalized for a burst aortic aneurysm. He survived it, and he had a stent put in. He was advised to eat a heart-healthy diet and exercise regularly to avoid further cardiovascular problems. According to his wife, he initially paid some lip service to those instructions, then proceeded to eat whatever he wanted, drink alcohol liberally, and almost never do any cardio exercise. So it was no surprise to her when last year he needed another stent elsewhere and a repair of the aortic stent, a serious, painful operation requiring extensive recovery and involving lots of caregiving assistance. Needless to say, the wife was furious. It was clear to her that this was the life he had passively chosen. He wasn't a victim of bad luck. The husband could not understand why his wife had so little empathy for his plight. Why so cold? Her retort in sessions repeatedly was, "You chose this. Your inaction, your avoidance, your denial set the stage for this. What did you think would happen living the way you did? You chose this life." And just a piece of context, in this case, the husband's most recent health crisis sat on top of his history of 40 years of smoking, not heeding warnings from his doctors and dentist, and not stopping until most of his teeth had to be extracted, followed by a disfiguring cancer of the jaw. So the wife's bandwidth for empathy was now almost nil. It all felt totally predictable to her, while he continued to feel like a victim of fate. Predictably, they didn't have a good outcome in therapy, as she continued to feel like a scolding mother to a childlike man who refused to look at how he was making decisions with his attitude and behaviors every single day. And he remained kind of clueless. So what's the moral of the sad story? Pay attention to not only what you do in an obvious, concrete way, but also to what you do through inaction or denial, your passive choices like the husband's. So I'll give you a few things to look at that might tell you whether you are at risk for this kind of behavior. Do you routinely put off paying bills until you get charged late fees? If so, you are choosing, albeit passively, but you are choosing to create bad credit and financial complications. You're choosing that. Do you neglect to return calls or emails from family or friends? If so, you are choosing alienation or conflict in those relationships. You are making that choice, whether you realize it or not. Do you routinely wait for a health crisis to follow your doctor's advice? If so, you are choosing poor health or at least health complications. Here's another one. Do you procrastinate meeting deadlines for tasks at your job? If so, you are choosing to get a lousy review, maybe even be earmarked for the next layoff. You are choosing that. Do you avoid hot topic conversations with your spouse or your partner? If so, you are choosing to create a reservoir of resentment and distance or alienation between the two of you. So in other words, I'm encouraging you to look at how what you do in a passive way, what you don't do or what you avoid shapes outcomes as directly very often as what you do. Okay? And here are a few strategies. This is a very quick little show and with just a few insights about this issue. Instead of doing all this stuff, I would encourage you to focus less on your benign intentions and more on how you play them out behaviorally. Good intentions mean very little if your actions aren't lined up with them. A lot of people use this excuse. They focus on what they intended. I was coming from a good place. I didn't purposely want to make this happen. Well, what I'm saying is that you should focus less on your intentions and more on how are you lining up your behavior with those good intentions, because that's what ultimately shapes outcomes. There's a saying, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. I think that's a very apt saying. I don't know about the road to hell necessarily, but a lot of bad things can happen with the best of intentions. Another thing is that realize that you can be a good person making some bad passive choices. So don't give yourself the rationale or the excuse that, well, I'm basically a good person. I shouldn't be blamed for this stuff. Yes, you can be a good person, but good people can make bad decisions. We all make bad decisions at times, but you can also be making some bad passive choices, even if you're a good person. Another thing, pay attention to the handwriting on the wall, as I like to think of it. Early markers of negative outcomes, so you can steer in a different, more desirable direction. In other words, notice early warning signs. If you are paying attention to what you'd like to see happen, what you think you want to see happen, it's always important to be noticing markers of that. How will I know if it's happening? What will I see happening, and is what I'm seeing unfolding consistent with what I think I want? So if you see the handwriting on the wall or early warning signs or indicators of something that feels like it's not going in the direction you think you want it to go, then you may not be lining up your behavior with your intentions. Okay? Another thing is to recognize that you make choices every day, both actively and passively, and that both kinds can create very powerful outcomes. So don't only think of your choices as very overt, concrete things that you do. I made that call, or I made that right turn or that left turn, or I wrote that essay. Be aware that the passive choices that you make, what you're not doing or what you're avoiding, or what you're putting off somehow, can be as strong an indicator of possible outcomes. This show, by the way, is all about living more intentionally. Okay, that's another way to put it. So living on purpose, being aware of what would I like to see happen, what are the outcomes that I have in mind, and what am I doing, what am I putting into action, either daily or however often, that is in line with those intentions. So it's living more intentionally rather than hoping for the best or just thinking it will just happen by itself. Seeing yourself as the kind of captain of the ship. So that's it. It's a very simple little show. And, you know, just a few thoughts about what I think is a very important topic. And I hope this brief podcast has been helpful to you. Thank you for tuning in. And if you have any questions or any comments, feel free to email me at coupleCTR@gmail.com. Share your thoughts, your feelings, your comments. I'm always curious about them, okay? You may not be listening to the show until you catch it streaming at your own convenience, but I'm still interested in your thoughts about this, okay? So my next episode will be on Wednesday, April 8th, and I'll be announcing the topic and possible guests soon. It's very likely I'm going to have a guest. I have somebody in mind. So good night, everyone, and I hope it's spring here. I hope you have good weather wherever you are, and you all stay healthy. Take care.